Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Connie Sertucci is our guest. Connie is with Sage North America. She's Vice President and General Manager of their Small Business Accounting Solutions Division. Connie, tell us how we can find you guys online, how we can find your products, also this survey.
Sure. So if you go to www.sagenorthamerica.com, and you can actually go to our press room off of there, and it lists not just this survey, but all the surveys we've done over the last 2 to 3 years.
And is it okay if we post the survey on our website?
Absolutely.
We'd love to be able to make that available. And of course, they can find out more about all the things that you guys offer in support of small businesses through your products and services at sage.com. Is that right?
That's right. SageNorthAmerica.com.
SageNorthAmerica.com. So check that out, folks. And, of course, everybody knows about Peachtree and all the other things that you guys do. So you know they're good folks. Connie, one of the things that I know you guys have done a little polling on recently, that's one of the biggest myths that's been perpetrated by politicians of all parties for the last 3.5 years, and that is small business owners not being able to get loans. How many politicians have you seen beating up on banks because, you know, you need to be lending more money to small business owners? They're not getting the capital they need. Well, the truth is, while they were saying that, I was polling small business owners. You guys were too. I was talking to bankers, and I was learning that small business owners are not interested in more capital, more loans from banks. What do you think?
I completely agree with you. In fact, it was really, really interesting, and your listeners will notice that on this survey that the number two item that was of interest from the State of the Union was the comment about lifting regulations that are impeding access to capital for small businesses. Well, and that was 74% they were in favor of that. And when I saw that, I thought that doesn't sound right, because every survey that we have done in the past has really shown, in fact, the most recent one goes back to the end of last year, where we found that only 23% of small businesses were even seeking out capital. The rest didn't want any. Right. And the majority of those that sought it out got it. So the money's out there. So I really think what's happened is that lifting regulations is such a pain point, and they're so passionate about it that, quite frankly, they're thinking in this last survey, we want to lift regulations.
It sounds
regardless.
Good. It sounds good, doesn't it? It sounds like a good idea. But see, this is the old artful language thing that politicians of all parties use. And what's really sad to me is when politicians continue to talk about giving small businesses more access to capital, like they were doing some big favor. It's just like trying to give them capital gains tax cuts and trying to get a lot of credit for that. The sad part is it demonstrates how little they really know, politicians now, the political class, how little they really know about what motivates and what makes a small business owner happy and frightened.
Yeah, I agree. And I think too, there was a recent, I believe it was sometime last week, the jobs bill, the Jumpstart Our Business Startups bill. I mean, it's all about this. It'll serve some small businesses. Some small businesses do want to be able to advertise to get investment and crowdfunding and all of that, but the vast majority don't.
The crowdfunding, we talked about this a little bit in the last hour. With Ken Yancey with SCORE, crowdfunding, in my opinion, is not going to be a silver bullet, and it actually could turn into something. I'm really concerned about it. It could turn into something really ugly, because when you start raising capital from people you don't know and making them part of your business, getting them investing and become a partner in your business, that creates a tangled web that can get really ugly.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah. So I'm as much as I want small business owners, no, everybody knows I want small business owners to have all the capital they want. I don't think that's a good source. But one of the things before we go, we're almost out of time. If you could crystallize what you learned from small business owners in this survey, what would you say?
You know, I think that their mindset hasn't changed. It's very similar to what we have found over the course of the last 2 to 3 years, you know, since going through what we call the Great Recession. They're concerned about the cost of doing business. It's rising each day. They're concerned about taxes. They're concerned about the growing number of regulations. And I think right now they're just waiting.
Yeah.
They're very tightly managing their business. They're trying to seek out new opportunities, but they're waiting to see what happens.
I think you're exactly right, and that's going to do a lot to the economy this year. Hey, Connie, good work today. Thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Connie Certucci, ladies and gentlemen, with Sage North America. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.